Dr. Bruno, what do these cuts mean for ULM?
At this time, we're in the planning process. Jay, we have some preliminary numbers. We have an estimated reduction somewhere in the neighborhood of $4.5 million, but that reduction is after the tuition increase that we've been granted. So we're looking at a little over almost $7 million if you include that tuition increase. So it's a pretty substantial amount of money that we're being faced to deal with. We began in July of 2009 with $54 million in state funds. Beginning July of 2012, we will have $30 million. It's a huge amount, over 40% reduction. It's very difficult, but this institution is very resilient, and we've seen a continuation of excellence despite the cuts. It is damaging things. As you know, we have not had staff raises in quite a while. Cost of insurance has been going up. Of course, good news is that employees will have a 7% reduction in the cost of their health care. So there's a little bit of hope there. And, you know, I guess we all just pray that, the economic conditions in Louisiana improve, or that the emphasis on higher education and health care is reestablished going into next year's legislative session.
As all of the universities in the system are going through this process,
yes,
what is the process for finding that kind of money look like right now here?
It won't be easy. We've had a number of employees retire. Some have left. And first thing is to look at those positions. Are they needed? Are they needed within the department that they've been vacated? Are they needed in another department where we can transfer those funds? Currently, we're assessing all of the vacant positions. That's number one. Of course, it's not $4.3 million in vacant positions. But we also know we have programs that are growing, and we cannot starve those growing programs from resources. So it's a very difficult thing that you're basically looking at, number one, what's off the table? What is exempt, immune from cuts at this point in time? And those will be programs that have shown growth in majors, continued growth in graduates, demand in the marketplace. Those are the ones you take off. Then the next is that intermediary group that you look at. And, of course, lastly are the ones that I would say are most threatened, those that have shown very little growth, very little demand in the marketplace for our students who major in those programs to move on. That's how you begin to look at it, and then you look at, the administrative areas. What can we do to reorganize? How can we best utilize those? Most of the reductions thus far have been absorbed within the administrative and the support areas. We've had very little reduction, interestingly, net reductions in the academic side, proportionally. Certainly there's been reductions there, but with 80% salaries and benefits, it's almost certain that we're dealing in there through retirements, resignations, or unfortunately some terminations.
On the other side of the coin, a number of things happening at this week's board meeting that were very positive for ULM, including a certificate in accounting and in toxicology. These are programs that are going to make ULM even better at linking with industry needs.
Well, certificate programs are the fastest growing forms of advanced education that we're seeing in the country. These are post-baccalaureate certificates. The one I'm most familiar with is the accounting one. In this area, we saw the demand. We had discussions with Department of Labor about it. Of course, local businesses, we found that we had the model. We had the alternative certification in education that we discussed with Dr. Berry and his college. They looked at it. They had been doing some work in that. It had not been really formalized. So we formalized that, where an individual who has a degree in math or a degree in English or a degree in business can come back and take these courses and prepare themselves for the CPA exam and change career. So we used an existing model, but that one has a great deal of promise, as does the toxicology one.
As well as the approval for the Bachelor of Science in Pharmaceutical Sciences.
That program is very exciting, the Pharmaceutical Sciences, because over the years, you know, there's been discussions about students in pharmacy who may not make it into the pharmacy college, or those who take a year and decide, well, I'm done, and they technically have not had degrees. In some cases, they were given general studies degrees. This becomes a much more focused degree. It gives them so many opportunities after they've spent 4 years in very rigorous curriculum. The awarding of a degree of that nature is pretty significant to them. So we're excited that the college has looked at that from a very forward-thinking perspective. And these three programs and some that are in the works, Jay, are the best thing we can do right now to refocus ULM. We're looking at demand programs where you have people who need to work, you have employers who need special training, and these programs provide that. So it gives us the opportunity to expand our enrollment and focus on programs that are in demand and students need to get gainful employment.
Also this week, approval from the board to rename the ULM School of Nursing the Kitty Degree School of Nursing.
Yes, yes. That one to me is pretty special. When I was here in 02 and 05, I met Mrs. Degree, always a delightful lady. When I returned, began speaking with her again, and of course she's aging and her health is not as good as it was when I was here in 05. But she made it very clear to me that she loved this university and she wanted to support it and she wanted to do something, and asked me what was it. And of course we gave her several options that we had been considering. Nursing and healthcare has always been very dear to her. So she has made a commitment of, you know, seven-digit commitment to the university, which is on top of many, many more that she has done over the years. She is a true humanitarian. She gives from her heart, and she has shown, as other donors have in recent months, some pretty sizable donations to the university, that they appreciate what this university is doing. They have confidence that this university is going to go on, and the excellence that I've talked about since being here will continue into the future. So this is a ratification of what I've said, that yes, we are in tough times and we're going to have to do things we don't want to do. But in the end, we're going to stand tall in this region and in this state and remain a very, very good institution.
President Nick Bruno, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay. Enjoyed it.